Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Markets aren't showing us much love here overnight. We had March corn down 2¾ cents at 428, March wheat down 13½ cents at 584, and March beans down 3¼ cents at 1183. Really not a whole lot of fresh news out here. The dollar is just down 7 ticks. The Dow Jones is trying to recover from yesterday's 500-plus point loss. Right now it's up 98 points, but we'll see where it goes here today. The crude oil is up 38 ticks, but the bean oil was lower overnight. Palm oil was strong overnight. Their exports were a little bit lower, about almost 1% lower, but they were looking for them to be 6% lower. So that was good news for the palm oil market, but it didn't help the bean oil at all. They're looking for a 189.9 million bushel crush tomorrow on the NOPA. That's lower than the December numbers, but it's a new high for the month of January. I think the real pressure out here came from, you know, fairly decent forecasts in Brazil and Argentina. Argentina is going to turn dry now for the next week or so, a little bit warmer, but it doesn't appear to be any main threat out there. The Chinese and Brazil get back to normal activities toward the end of the week as the Lunar New Year winds down in East Southeast Asia, and the Mardi Gras festivities come to a stop in Brazil. So things should be getting back to a little bit more normalcy out here. But I don't know that it'll do our U.S. markets any real good. The big problem out here is the U.S. Ag Forum. They're looking tomorrow for possibly a corn carryout at 2.5 to 2.6. Some people are saying it could approach 3 billion bushels on the corn carryout. The beans, they're looking for 400 million. I mean, these are big numbers. The market's been down. We pounded this thing. I think really the big question is going to be, will the funds use this as an opportunity to start covering shorts on a bearish report? They don't seem too enthusiastic at the moment of selling a whole lot more corn and beans. Even on this break, they haven't been that active. But we've got the funds short 305,000 contracts of corn. We've got them short 66,000 wheat, 130,000 beans, short 25 meal, and short 32 oil. So even though the report may be bearish, you know, if the funds want to do something like cover some of their short positions, we could certainly see a higher close out there. I hope it's not too bearish, and one way or another we get fund covering tomorrow or Friday. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.